Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I am chatting with Brian London. He is the editor of the Gold Newsletter, also our host down at the New Orleans Investment Conference. And Brian, let's start off with precious metals because they are having a good day today. We have gold up on the spot market over $30. Silver is up over 50 cents. And I think the most important thing here, especially when it comes to gold, is right now it is back above that 1750 level, trading 1767. There's a lot of work for gold to do to take out a lot of these new resistance levels on the way higher. However, if gold can close this week in and around this range, then it does start to at least break that downtrend line. Now, obviously, because of how long that downtrend has been, we do need some consecutive closes and just a little bit more upward momentum. But either way, precious metals doing well today. Let's start there. Brian, what are your thoughts on these moves in the precious metals?
Thanks, Corey. Well, I think number one, today's move kind of validates, or does validate, that double bottom that we saw. And you know, this week, gold's been up, then down, then up, then down. And today, you know, it's up very strongly on a lot of great data points showing retail sales surging, economy doing great, you know, initial jobless claims down, et cetera, et cetera. So I think it's important for a couple of reasons, not just validating that double bottom. It's important because it is showing that sentiment is shifting toward an appreciation that good news for the economy is not necessarily bad news for gold. So the broader market is buying gold on this good economic data, probably sensing that there's some inflation coming up and not afraid really of what the Fed will do. We see that 10-year yield is actually down on this news as well. So there's I guess an appreciation for the fact that no matter what the Fed does, eventually they're going to be behind the curve on inflation and they're not going to do anything very soon. Also, I think important is that we have this big move in gold today, yet all of the gold bugs I'm talking to today, including you, are still a bit skeptical of it. You know, we're not really just jumping right back on the train. We still have a very realistic view of the future. We've been beaten down so much that we're still waiting for gold to prove itself in this move. And I think that's a sign of what this long 8-month, 9-month bear market or correction has done and what it had to do. You know, the fundamental backdrop for the metals was so powerful with all of the stimulus spending, quantitative easing, all of this liquidity, that gold had to really come up with a long-lasting correction to abuse us of our bullishness. And it finally got to that point, you know, a month or so ago, where everybody was down in the dumps and really not expecting much in the gold bug community. And the generalists were totally out of the market. They had abandoned it. So gold did its job. It wiped out that bullishness. It really digested, fully digested that amazing move we had up to new highs in August. And now I think we're ready to build a base for the future. Nobody is really looking right now for a big rally in gold. Everyone is really still, if not bearish, then very realistic on the price and not really expecting us to do much more than kind of grind sideways for a while. And frankly, that's a very fertile setup for a new gold rally. If no one's really expecting it, that's kind of when gold makes its moves.
Well, and even a sideways move, and I am in that camp. It does look like gold has put in some sort of a bottom here. Hopefully it doesn't break that more or less double bottom that we saw last month. However, we look down to the stocks, and that's where I see a very different setup, because a lot of people are saying, oh, the sentiment towards gold is back when it was closing in on $1,000, back in, what, 2015, 2016, and everyone hates the sector. I saw it a different way because of companies being cashed up and because of money still being made by the majors. The companies broadly are much healthier than they were back at that last major bottom. So Brian, how are you weighing where the companies stand? And even if gold moves sideways, to me, that's a much better environment because of where the companies stand currently.
Yeah, that's the companies are in, or they just represent an incredible opportunity right now and across the entire spectrum, from the major producers, mid-tiers, to development, to the exploration companies. The exploration companies, because they do have cash and they are making news. And, you know, even some of the companies that were drilling late last fall or late last summer still haven't received their results yet. So we still have news flow even from the northern latitude plays. And we're gearing up for another exploration season. So it's a wonderful opportunity in select exploration plays, but the value opportunity in the producers at every stage is tremendous. You know, the majors are making money, minting money literally hand over fist, and have yet to be recognized for that in their valuations. The mid-tiers are doing the same, but they also have that added potential of being an M&A takeout target as well, as these majors try to take advantage of these their fat wallets and a generally undervalued market. So a lot of fun things, I think, can happen over the next few months in the mining sector at every stage, and that's virtually irregardless of what the metals do. I mean, if they grind sideways, I think there's still going to be a lot of opportunities in the equities.
Let's also consider, too, that it's not just the precious metals that are doing well. We have seen base metals, even before the precious metals, they are bouncing, riding much higher this week, probably on the back of that inflation data that we got early on this week, but copper is at 420, and that's a big run. Oil is back above $63 a barrel. So overall, this is not just precious metals that are benefiting. This seems to be more a commodity run again. Any thoughts on commodities broadly and just how strong they actually still have been, even though people have been distracted elsewhere?
Yeah, they are. Copper has just been incredible. Very overbought, yet maintaining those levels and even advancing in the face of that. I think over the long term, the next 3, 5, even 10 years, copper is going to be an extraordinary play. The demand curve is exceptional. The supply situation is after years of underinvestment is really going to help that along. And really all the base metals. China's coming back on board. They had record copper imports last month. So I love that story. Now, how do you play it is the question. Do you play it in the equities, in the junior equities, perhaps the bigger producers, but in the junior market, you're not seeing copper plays really get a lot of attention yet. And I don't think you will until we get an underlying gold and silver rally and get the gold and silver junior miners really moving and getting some excitement into the sector, bringing a lot of investors into the sector. That's really a prerequisite before you start getting the juniors in these other ancillary metals and minerals before you get them to really move.
So then in your eyes, Brian, what does bring in more investors? We hear higher prices can bring in more investors. I think uptrends definitely bring in more investors, but if some stocks start to move, well, that can bring in more investors. We've also heard that, hey, a big discovery, that can draw in more attention, but we've had some big discoveries and that hasn't. So what do you think are some of the key drivers to attract those investors?
The biggest one is a sustained bull run in gold. In addition to that is a big discovery or a takeout, particularly a takeout that releases a lot of capital back into the sector that then gets deployed. We have seen over history that big discoveries create area plays. We don't have much of that, maybe Newfoundland, but not much of that going on right now. What we're awaiting is a big takeout. You know, when and if Great Bear gets taken out, I think that's going to be a tremendous impetus for the junior mining market, because that will release a lot of capital into the market. I know it will for me. hopefully that happens at some point at much higher levels. But that's what we're waiting for. And again, the biggest the thing we really need to hope for is a sustained move higher in gold. That will bring silver along at a faster pace, and that will attract investors back into the junior mining stocks. And then they'll start looking into the other plays. They'll start looking into copper, zinc, uranium, rare earths, everything else, battery metals, and the like.
Well, and that's a thing, right? The uptrend. That is what brings investors in, and that's what we saw about a year ago. It's only been a year since gold was just screaming higher. And really, we were in a correction for 7-8 months, and everyone just seems to think that this correction has gone on forever. But when you take into account just how much the precious metals price ran, this correction was due, right? So really does just seem to be all about some sort of a more sustainable uptrend. But I guess hopefully that's starting now. We'll see how this week closes and even how we progress through this month and, well, through the next few months. Brian, good chatting with you. I will post a link to the Gold Newsletter website, and we will chat again in another couple weeks. Thanks for your time today, Brian.
Thank you, Corey. Take care.